Hi, guys. In the last episode, I told you that this podcast is now 1 year old, right? It's so great. It's also been just over a year since I created this whole shift in my business to focus on helping the good guys stop suffering, particularly to stop suffering in your work and your relationships. I love focusing on this because I am passionate about it. I think that this solves almost all of the problems in the world if we were working on this suffering, especially in our relationships. So too many good guys are suffering far more than they need to be. So it's been a whole year since I've been doing this. And another fun data point that I want to share with you is that my Facebook followers during this last year, my Facebook followers for my business page have gone from just a couple of hundred a year ago to now over 5,700 followers. So that's fun, right? And if you don't follow me yet on Facebook, why not? Go do that, all right? Just go to Facebook and search up the Good Guy Corner and click that follow button, all right? And for those of you who do already follow my page, you know that I generally put out 3 posts every day, and they are simple posts with one-liner statements, basically meant to inspire and uplift and empower the people who read them. It's good, simple, positive stuff, if I do say so myself. And some of those posts are really reaching a lot of people, including some haters. What? I have haters. How's that possible when I'm just putting out such good, positive stuff? Well, so there's one post in particular that has reached the most people. And over 78,000 people have liked it with either a heart or a thumbs up, you know, one of those little emojis. And it has had over 20,000 shares. Over 20,000 people have shared this post, right? To me, that's huge. It just shows that they're inspired by it, right? They're inspired by it and they wanted to share it with their friends and other people. So you want to know what that post says? Okay, here's what it says. How you grew up does not determine how you end up. You do. Okay, let me say that again. How you grew up does not determine how you end up. You do. You get to determine how you end up, right? So that post has also had almost 2,000 comments on it. And the vast majority of those comments are super positive. People are so grateful for the empowering message. And they share in their comment, they share their own experience of having risen above their own hardships to create success in their lives. And it's awesome. And then there are others who hate it and are angry with me that I'm trying to encourage and empower people. And they completely misunderstand the message of the post. For instance, one of the big complaints is that I'm claiming childhood does not have an impact on people. And no, I'm definitely not saying that. Of course, our childhood has an impact on us. How we were raised has a huge influence on us. It just doesn't determine how we end up. Some people also think that my post is claiming that everyone has an equal start and an equal opportunity. And no, I'm not saying that either. Things are not at all equal among people, and that's super unfortunate. Some people do have a much harder road than others. And still, that does not determine the results that they are capable of, that each person is capable of. So other posts of mine have also been misunderstood and have created controversy among the posts. And evidently, they've even been reported. For instance, I was blocked from making any comments on Facebook for a whole week a few weeks ago. What in the world? And I've received threats about my page being shut down. So these have turned out to be bogus threats, but still, it's quite baffling to me. Like, why are people giving attention to the good things that I'm putting out and making them negative? Anyway, if I did not have the coaching tools and the ability to question my own thoughts, I would really be afraid that I was doing something wrong. I mean, it was really just a few years ago that I believed that if someone was mad at me, then I must have done something wrong. But now I can question that. I can have much more awareness of my brain and what I'm thinking, and I can decide for myself. I can see that people are taking my posts and simply looking at it through their own lens. Remember that earlier post that I did about the lenses that we have, the powerful invisible lenses we have? And they're looking through it through their own lens, and they're adding their own thoughts. Their brains are adding stuff to my posts and making assumptions that aren't true. And that's okay. It just means that they're confused, or they don't want to understand, or they're not ready to be empowered, or some other thing that's about them. For sure, they're doing what they're doing because they are believing their own thoughts. And I'm totally fine with that. I know my intentions. I know the reason why I'm putting out the posts I'm doing. And some people are going to misunderstand. And people can be wrong about me, and that's okay. And even if I needed to pivot how I'm getting my messages out there, that's totally fine too. There will always be a way to put goodness out into the world. And that's what I want to offer to you as well. It's not a catastrophe if some people misunderstand you or believe things that aren't true. If you know your intention and that your intention is good, it does not have to stop you from doing good in the world. I'm going to keep on posting positive, empowering messages. I also just started posting on LinkedIn too, so you can look for me there if you're on LinkedIn. And I hope that you'll determine what's good, what good things you want to be putting out in the world, okay? Don't let other people's opinions stop you, all right? So that's what I have for you today. And I will be here next time in the Good Guy Corner.